Technology.ie, it's Wednesday, April 1st, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Keith Walter Overstock, this is Conor Muinichon in the Black Knight studio. I'm on Skype with Anton O'Loughnan of Digital Rights Ireland, who are organising Digital Rights Europe, the conference on the 15th of April. Black Knight are sponsors, and Anton, you're welcome to the show.
Okay, glad to be here.
Anton, we'll talk about the conference in a minute, but give us a little bit of background about Digital Rights Ireland first. What kind of an organisation is it and why does it exist?
Digital Rights Ireland is an advocacy group and a group that takes action in relation to the rights of ordinary people online. And we started in 2006, which now seems like a long time ago. And I think the reason why we started it is that we could see that a lot of shifts were happening. You know, fundamentally, the way people live their lives is beginning to be seriously affected by electronic systems and the internet and everything that goes with that. And most of these changes are super. You know, it's great what it does. You know, that people have access to markets they never had before. They're able to make friends they couldn't have had before. There's just so many advantages to people from this. But there's also a lot of problems, or at least potential problems. And the problems are that people's privacy in particular is affected. People's lives are open. They're open for examination in a way that they weren't before. Because as it was before, basically only the people who were near you knew about you. Now people all over the world and companies all over the world can find out information about you without meeting you, without even setting foot in the city where you live. And we believe that that needs to be that we have to find ways to regulate that as a society and control it as a society. It's a bit like the rules of the road. You know, that at first the rules of the road probably weren't clear, but after a while everybody realized you have to stop at junctions, you have to drive on the left, you have to follow the rules, there have to be conventions in place for everyone to get the maximum advantage out of the system.
It's a great analogy, and in fairness, just like automobiles and transport revolutionized the way we live our lives, there's been a fundamental revolution in the way we live our lives thanks to digital technology over the last 10-20 years. No question about that, Anton. And I suppose you can say corporations are going to represent their interests, governments and law enforcements are going to represent their interests as well. Digital Rights Ireland tries to speak for the public.
Yeah, we tried to speak for the people who don't really have a voice, the people who are really too busy running around dealing with all their Facebooks and dealing with all the issues that arise to actually address the issues. And we try and look a little bit over the horizon, so not just to look at what's immediately in front of our face, but to deal with the issues that are there for the long term. And as you divide it down, one issue is how governments act, and another is how corporations act in relation to our private data.
Now, you're holding the conference on the 15th of April. People can find out more at digitalrights.ie/conference. Is this the first time DRI has run an event like this?
Yes, this is our first conference of any scale. We've had a few of small events like seminars and in relation to particular topics, but this is our first full-scale conference like this.
And you're styling it as Digital Rights Europe, and you're unequivocal about that from the start, Anton. This is a conference with a European dimension. Why?
Well, the reason is that most things that we're dealing with here are happening not just on an Irish context, but in a European context. And it takes, if you think of even what's going on in your workplace, you know, even what happens with marketing, you know, there's all sorts of communications with head offices and branch offices in other countries. You know, data is sent back and forth from one to the other. And it's very much an international, game. And as well, a lot of the legislation about these issues comes from Europe. Like most of our data protection legislation originally comes from Europe. And certainly if we go to enforce it, we're dependent on the rules of the European Union, because there's a good chance that the company we're dealing with might be that we have a problem with might be in another country in Europe. And Ireland, as it happens, is very much at the center of this, though, because 29 of the 30 major cloud and online companies, according to government statistics. 29 of the 30 biggest in the world have located international headquarters in Ireland. And as a result, Ireland is something of a nexus for European law in particular. And another interesting aspect of it is the point where the European law and the European approach to privacy meets the American approach to privacy. And Ireland is very often the junction point, because so many American companies have a major base here, have their major European base here.
As you say, there's so much to discuss here. You guys have looked at the broad spectrum of all this, and you've divided it into, if you like, three tracks, three streams that are going to be running on the day of the conference on April 15th. Can you tell me more about those?
Yeah, there are three main streams. The first is about privacy, data protection, and data security. It's about keeping personal information safe, and these issues are, and a lot of the issues that are faced are issues that have come up in the European courts. We were recently a party at the famous Europe versus Facebook case, where Max Schrems complained that data protection rights were being violated by Facebook, who were sending the data to America, where they were subject to examination by the NSA. And we're also looking at the newer issues that are coming up. And this is a whole interesting area, just fresh issues that we really haven't thought through, is the privacy issues that come with drones. You know, the drones are now cheaply, popularly available, and they have great amenity, but they also have potential to... reach into people's privacy and see what people are doing in a way that was never possible before. And this isn't just something that governments and big corporations can have. This is something that's quite accessible to a wide range of people, and just how we're going to legislate and how we're going to deal with that issue. In the afternoon, then, we're going to talk more about there's two sets of sessions in the afternoon, but we're getting into the detail in both threads. One of them is about, rights and the access and the way we mess with access, if you like, by filtering or blocking websites and what the implications of that. So we've seen the recent UPC and Aircom case, and there's a lot of questions here that arise, in relation to... what can you block and what can you not block? What's legitimate to block? What's legal? Because there's a lot of European issues as well, because blocking may be a restriction on free trade. Fergal Crean will be talking about the issues of, if somebody says something on the internet about you, what can you do that isn't true or that isn't correct, or puts up pictures, violates your privacy, what can you actually do about it? So Fergal's company, The Hit Team, specializes in that area of helping people who have basically been victims of revenge porn in particular to deal with those issues. But a lot of the issues are also relevant to brands which might have been libeled or which have otherwise been affected by concerted online activity. And there's also this issue around intellectual property. Linda Scales is going to be talking about the database right, which isn't something a lot of people have heard about, but it's got to do with the rights of a person who creates a database and their right to not have that database copied, which is subtly different from copyright. In the afternoon, we're also talking about technology and policing. So we're working with a group called Source, and they're giving us a really interesting diverse range of speakers. They've sourced these speakers, so to speak. In particular, Pete Fussey, who's a criminologist who's working in the area of online crime, investigating how it works and how it can be detected and what the future of policing is in that area. And looking at the bigger picture of terrorism, online terrorism as distinct from online crime. The use of stuff like body cameras, should police wear body cameras as a means of collecting evidence, but also to ensure high quality of policing? How should police use social media, to engage with the public, to detect crime, and how to detect abuse like cyberbullying online? So it's a wide range of issues, and it's very much about things that are happening now, real things that are happening in the world, You know, it's not in the abstract. It's very much about hands-on issues that are being faced in the world by all sorts of organisations.
And as you say, it has a European dimension. It's a worldwide dimension. None of these issues really recognise borders. But there are questions of jurisdictions and different legal approaches in different countries. You're covering all that as well. Tell me about the speakers, Anto. And it's there's a lot of Irish names in there as well. There's a lot of people that are prominent in digital rights internationally as well coming to speak.
Yes, we have Elizabeth Knight, is the legal director at Open Rights Group in the UK, and she brings a different perspective, a perspective that's very valuable because the UK is an important market and everything for Ireland. It's an important reference point, and she's going to be talking about how the legal system has changed or not changed in the light of the Snowden disclosures and the data retention, the issues that have arisen in relation to data retention. Joseph Dalby, as I said, is going to be talking about drones. So Joseph Dalby and John Wright have a company that specializes in dealing with all of the legal and regulatory and licensing issues that come up around drones. And one part of this is the privacy and data protection issues. In the afternoon, TJ McIntyre is going to be speaking. TJ is our chairman, and he's a great expert in the area. Elizabeth Fitzgerald is a person who's going to be for something that's really relevant to lawyers. But it's also for other kinds of professionals where people deal with a lot of information that belongs to other people, you know, about clients or patients or other information, and what's the safe proper procedure to follow to deal with, to carry out your duties to ensure the privacy of your customers or patients or clients or whatever it is. As I say, it's the emphasis is on legal practitioners, but it's also relevant to other groups.
So if you're involved in law, if you're involved in security, if you're involved in technology, there's a lot of practical information going to be provided at this conference, a lot of useful information in terms of being compliant, in terms of being secure, that kind of thing. It's an opportunity for CPD for continuing professional development as well for professionals who might choose to attend.
It is, yes. It's very, very much. There's CPD certificates available to certify your attendance and so on. And another aspect is that Dara Murphy, the data protection minister, he's our first data protection minister with special responsibility for this area. He's going to be speaking at the conference, and it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say about how governments are going to how our government in particular is going to increase its compliance with data protection, how what's the best way of dealing with the issue for government organizations.
It's a big responsibility, actually, in fairness, and it's something that's been highlighted in recent years, isn't it, Anton? The fact that I suppose the Data Protection Commissioner, for example, for Ireland, has perhaps an extra responsibility given Ireland's position with regard to multinational corporations which actually store data in Ireland but operate internationally.
Yes, it's enormous. You know, it's a big thing that we've taken upon us. And I suppose in a way, sometimes the government is like the deer in the headlights. But this is but really, it's not surprising because if we're going to be at the at the cutting edge of where corporate growth and global growth is happening, which is in the digital sphere and in the online sphere, then it's not very surprising that we're going to have a lot of the legal issues that are tied to that are going to end up playing out here. That's a major additional issue for our government. But I mean, our government also faces all the standard issues that any organization has. It just the government is just an organization with an awful lot of data, and they have to have the right procedures and systems in place in order to deal with that data. And they have to put in place, the technical arrangements and the human resource arrangements and training and everything to make sure that people's data is treated properly. And that's also a challenge for the government, even to regulate itself as well as to regulate the industry generally.
It sounds like it's really going to be an energising and stimulating day, Anton. Tickets are available. How much are they and where can people get them?
The standard tickets are €135 and the CPD tickets are €175. You can come to our website, and the best places to go is to www.digitalrights.ie/conference, and all the details are there.
Very good. We'll recommend people go there. And of course, technology.ie, brought to you by Black Knight. Black Knight are sponsors of the event as well. And we're providing the Black Knight Solutions Recharge Lounge, I'm told, which is going to be a breakout area for recharging the delegates and recharging their devices as well, which is important when you're at an event like this. And it's going to be there's a kind of a wrap-up post-event drinks in the hotel bar. We should say where it's on as well. It's in the Grand Canal Hotel.
Yeah, it's in the Grand Canal Hotel, which is right near the Grand Canal Dock Dart Station, and right, if you like, right in the shadow of the Google building.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to it, Antoine. We'll see you there. There'll be lots of people to talk about. Technology.ie will be there as well. We'll have our video cameras. We'll be talking to people one-on-one outside the doors of the event. We won't be streaming the sessions themselves because, of course, there are privacy concerns and things like that. And I often think the conversation flows more freely when people don't feel that their every word and deed is being monitored and recorded and streamed and broadcast as well. But there'll be lots going on. There's a hashtag as well. DRE stands for Digital Rights Europe. DRE2015 is the hashtag. And as we said again, we'll give you that address again. digitalrights.ie/conference, brought to you with sponsorship from Black Knight, and we're proud to support Digital Rights Ireland. Antoine O'Loughlin, thanks very much for talking to us. Agus Gunnar, you live.
Okay, Gurmaga.